Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. We hope that you had a good time up to now, and this is the program Question and Answers. I'm Muhammad Javed Moafi, the host of the program. Well, we ask our experts here. We actually invite some guests. They come here and answer and provide the answers or suitable answers for us here to the given questions. Today's guest is Hujjatul Islam Barati. First of all, let me greet with him. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for coming to the studio again. The first question, let me actually go or move on to the question directly. If you don't have any beginning words, do you?
No, thank you very much. I want to enter the question and answer directly because using the time.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, the first question is related to the free will, especially the free will which is in respect to the angels. As we all know, one of the biggest differences between humans and angels is the presence of free will. Humans do have free will, but angels don't. But the question in this regard is about Iblis or the Satan. We all know that, Iblis actually didn't want to prostrate before Adam. And it shows that Iblis actually wanted to choose somehow. So in this regard, we can say that he had this kind of free will. All right? Isn't it so, do you think?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The matter or the subject could be defined or introduced, presented in another way. The matter is not that a human being has free will and angels and others have no free will. Uh-huh. All of them have free will.
All
but the issue is that the trend uh-huh. or the desire for yes. forbidden things or for sins or for any kind of devil is not existing in angels.
Uh-huh.
Angels don't have such as this desire, such as this trend
uh-huh.
for going to sins or, for example, opposing Allah's will. But human being has a kind of balance between good trends and bad trends.
Right.
And desires for good and desires for bad.
Right.
Both of them are existing and are fighting. Mm-hmm. In a clash
yes.
inside the human being.
Yeah.
So when he chooses good and when he chooses bad is by free will. But that's the matter is that the trend
uh-huh.
inside human being invites him to this and invites him to that. Sometimes yeah. there is a kind of division
mm-hmm.
of personality.
I see.
So it's a need for overcoming this division, divide inside okay. the personality of human being.
Right.
And in this question, the listener, dear listener, supposed that Satan, Iblis, was one of the angels.
Right.
And it is not true. According to Quran, to Holy Quran.
Yes.
Iblis was from another group of beings called jinn,
uh-huh, right.
or as you call them, what you call them
in English?
English?
Genie. Yes.
But because of his worshipping and good deeds and rituals, he could reach to the level of angels
right.
and to live with them in their place and mm-hmm. in their. For example, class.
Right.
Nobody knew. All of angels were not knowing that he is none of them.
Uh-huh, I see.
All of them suppose that Iblis is one of them, is an angel.
Mm-hmm.
When he was, for example, there was a kind of a scandal for him.
Mm-hmm.
In this time, everybody understood that Satan is not one of the
angels.
And right. Quran says in chapter of Kahf, cave, verse number 50, فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ.
Right.
All of the angels did prostration, as mm-hmm. you told.
Yes.
But Iblis. Why? Because he was one of genies and he opposed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, command of his Lord.
Yes.
So it means that sin and, for example, rebellion mm-hmm. makes a kind of a scandal for yes. mankind and shows its weaknesses or its, for example, faults and
yeah.
its yes, all kind of, for example,
defects
is understood and is clear
yes.
when he commits a sin like Iblis.
Right.
And this was not a kind of use of free will mm-hmm. from Satan. It was a kind of failure to overcome his bad trends, like being jealous, or like being arrogant, or like being, for example, ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
So he was ignorant. He
yes.
didn't know what is the essence of man, of mm-hmm. Adam.
Yes.
He could not understand.
I see.
He thought in a very superficial way, told, I am from fire
yes.
and he is from dust.
Yes.
And fire is better than dust.
Or higher.
So mm-hmm. he yes. thought in a kind of racial way.
Uh-huh.
And in a kind of, for example, selfish way.
Yes.
He thought that he is upper, he is higher, he is better. And a better existence should not prostrate, should not humiliate himself, should not make a kind of, for example, respect.
Uh-huh.
Call it respect to another being which
inferior.
Is lower than him.
Yeah.
You know, all kinds of arrogance and maybe a lot of wars and conflicts are made by this kind of bad attribute
yes.
inside human beings. For example, like genocides when happens,
yes.
or for example, racial wars and
yes.
all kind of these problems and miseries are because some of races consider themselves upper than others. I am from, for example, European race, I am from Iranian race, I am from Aryan race, I am from, for example, Jewish race, like this. Everybody thinks that he is better and upper and in a better qualification of another group or another person
yes.
and makes a kind of selfishness and arrogance towards that other person
mm-hmm.
and this makes conflict and hostility and clash.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
all of these kinds of clashes are because of this bad attribute. And
right.
Satan showed this bad attribute from himself.
Yes.
Thought he is better. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, according to Quranic narration, why you didn't prostrate?
Yes.
Satan had free will, okay. Also, angels had free will. But they had better knowledge than Satan. They told, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this being and orders us to prostrate to him. Of course, Allah knows something that we don't know.
Uh-huh.
But Satan didn't notice to this, that Allah is more knowledgeable of everybody.
Yes.
Even the level of knowledge of Allah is higher than angels, than Satan, than Adam.
Yes.
So when he commands them to do this, there is a reason behind it.
Uh-huh.
Angels could notice to this, but Satan neglected it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't notice to it.
Right.
And ignored it.
Yes.
So when he ignored it, he told, no, I am better. Why I never do this? And even did not obey and later think about
right.
and think that there are a lot of things Allah knows and he does not know. So this is not explained by some groups that Satan was very brave, Satan was very, for example, powerful, he could use freedom, and for example, angels could not use freedom. This is not a good use of freedom. This is a kind of ignorance
and
abuse of freedom,
which
could be punished. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him because he abused his freedom.
I see.
And rewarded angels because they used their freedom in a very good way, in according to knowledge, according to reason, according to intellect, and Satan didn't use all of these.
Yes. Now that it's clear that Iblis actually was not one of the angels, and he certainly had the right to choose or sort of, you know, free will. But the question still remains. I mean, I'm a little bit confused here because you mentioned within your speech that, even angels have a kind of free will, but they have a better knowledge. Would you elaborate on that, please?
Yes.
That'd be great.
Angels have trends to for goods, for best attributes, for example, being servants to their Lord.
Right.
Satan has also this ability because he, according to narrations, according to stories from Judaic narrations, he stayed in this level, in the level of angels for 4,000 years.
I see.
And many thousand years he spent to reach to this level, and he spent he stayed there for many, many years.
Yeah.
So he had also this kind of ability and this kind of trend, used it. But angels, they never use that kind of trend, bad trends.
Right.
They never go to bad or to devil or to, for example, low conditions of intellect and knowledge. They never like to go to this side.
Right.
Satan use this kind of trend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, the next question is concerning the Friday prayer. Well, the question is that one of the hadiths says that a Muslim can only miss three times of Friday prayer. And if he does so, I mean more than three times, he's going to be considered out of Islam or a he's going to be considered a non-Muslim. Why is that? And under what condition can it be, let's say, missed? Would you please elaborate?
Friday prayers is one of the congregational prayers.
Yes.
Which shows the unity of Islamic Ummah and Islamic society.
Yes.
Everywhere they live, in a village or in a town or even in a tribe, they show, demonstrate that they are members of one society. So this is a necessary and obligatory demonstration and ceremony to show your membership and fellowship to this society. So if you optionally and freely leave it for two, three times, means that you, for example, are in doubt or you change your decision about being a member or a fellow of this society.
Mm-hmm.
This is clear.
Yes.
It is in aspect of social life in Islam. Islam emphasizes on social life. equally to private life.
Right.
Islam regulates our social, for example, life
right.
as it regulates our private life.
Right.
So, Jum'ah, Salatul Jum'ah, or Friday congregational prayer, is one of the essential elements of our social Islamic life.
Right.
This is a kind of emphasis on it.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, what about the conditions that it can be missed?
If somebody is in a trip or is have some problems or some excuses, like other rituals and obligations in Islam, it could be if somebody is sick or the place is so far for him or her or cannot, or there are dangers or other problems maybe for his or her health.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Can it be also missed due to difficulty?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Well, the next question is related to the friendship with the non-believers. We know that there is a Quranic verse which explains and instructs Muslims not to take unbelievers as their friends. And if they do so, they're going to be considered among them.
Mm-hmm.
And as we all know, in the present world, lots of Muslims have their business and dealings actually with the non-Muslims. Especially, I'm talking about the cases or the situations or the countries where the Muslims are the minority, not the majority. So what is the Quranic position in this view?
Quran encourages us to be friends with all of people, Muslims or non-Muslims,
right.
believers or non-believers. But in some conditions, like if they show hostility to us, if they are going to cheat us or to attack us or to humiliate us, Quran has another recommendation for us to leave them, to abandon them. If not, Quran says, لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم بالدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم. In chapter of Mumtahina, verse number 8,
right.
Quran says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forbid for you, does not prevent you from being friend of non-Muslims if they are not fighting you,
uh-huh.
if they are not expelling you from your lands and territories.
Right.
So it is not forbidden to be friends of them. But it means that it is forbidden when they are showing hostility, when they are showing aggression, when they are showing, for example, selfishness, and they want to deprive Muslims from their own rights. In this situation, yes, it is not true. It is not fair. They show hostility and we show friendship and mercy to them.
Right.
It should be justice.
Yeah.
Mercy for mercy.
Justice.
And non-mercy for non-mercy. Especially when we understand that if we become, for example, if we humiliate ourselves toward them, they do more to us.
I see.
They do aggression and tyranny and suppression more and more.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not fair to don't resist toward them. So one of resistances is negative
mm-hmm.
resistance, to leave them, abandon mm-hmm. them,
I see.
Not be friend of them. Yes, this is the verse. I want to recite it completely from Holy Quran. Says أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. Chapter الممتحنة verse number 8, as I told you.
Yes.
And the translation is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not prevent you to be friend and good to people and to do favor and justice to people, didn't fight you
uh-huh.
and didn't expel you from your territory and land.
Yes.
Be fair exactly. to them. Be just to them.
Right.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sure loves just people.
I see.
Later, the next verse is, إِنَّمَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ قَاتَلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وأخرجوكم من دياركم وظاهروا على إخراجكم أن تولوهم ومن يتولهم فأولئك هم الظالمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only prevents you
right.
from being friends
right.
to those who fought you, made war against you,
right.
and expelled you from your land,
right.
and helped others to expel you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevents you to be their friends. And if somebody becomes friend of them, also he is an aggressor.
Mm-hmm.
Because he is helping
yes.
aggressors.
Yes.
So this is not good. Here you should stand in front of them, resist them, at least leave them. Cut
right.
your relation with them because
right.
they are doing bad.
Yes,
they are doing injustice to yeah. people.
They're to aiders and
poor religious people.
Yes.
So you have not this right to be friends of them while they are doing aggression.
And making mischief,
yes,
you know.
They are violating rights of your co-religious people.
Right. It's like the case of actually given an inch, they'll take a yard.
Yeah.
We say in English.
Thank
well,
you.
Sorry. Well, there isn't anything left, is there?
No.
Okay.
Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Subhanallah.
If it is not too early, let me just move on to the next question, which is about the term fundamentalism. Well, the basic tenets and principles of Islam are clearly defined, and they should be adopted and implemented by each and every Muslim, as we all know. However, we often hear the word or the term fundamentalist, which is attached to certain groups of especially Muslims, whose activities are described as Islamic fundamentalism. Others who do not seem to fall in the same category are called, let's say, moderates. Well, could you please shed some light on these terms?
I think that these two expressions and idioms are very young
mm-hmm.
and recently became part of our literature, especially political and media literature.
Right.
And fundamentalism is not only for Islam. We have fundamentalists among Jews, Christians, Muslims, and other groups.
Right.
When they say fundamentalist, they mean people which they use their religious belief for supporting special party or a special regime or a special group of political power.
Right.
But in Islam, fundamentalism has no bad meaning. Fundamentals of Islam are principles of Islam, are like Tawhid, Nubuwwat, Ma'at, monotheism, prophecy of prophets of God, or for example, believing in resurrection, or believing in justice of God, and other things, imamat, leadership of Islam. So fundamentalism in its verbal and literal meaning does not carry a bad, for example, meaning or concept.
Mm-hmm.
But today became a kind of, for example, accusation for some people who are fighting for their own belief and for their own, for example, faith. And I don't think that people who use this kind of curse or this kind of accusation, they are not fundamentalists, because they have also fundamentals. They are fighting for them.
Yes.
Even, you know, recently in 2001, when the 9/11 happened,
yes.
a group of American scientists and theologians and theoreticians issued a declaration called it For What We Fight, and explained their fundamentals and principles and rulings of, for example, American lifestyle, American ideology, and they told our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan and everywhere they are fighting for these values.
Right.
And also they established an institution and also created a website for it,
right,
called it American Values, Institute of American Values.
Right.
So they told us even they are fighting for their values. So everybody fights and tries hard for his own values, what we accepted as values. So also they could be called fundamentals.
Yes.
So fundamentalism, even those who say we are moderates, as you told.
Yes.
Moderates also, they have fundamentals for themselves.
Yes.
Fundamentals of moderation.
Yes.
Of being a moderate. So fundamentals is regulations, principles, formulas, or like, for example, what do you say, values, which are accepted by a person. They are fundamentals. So those who believe in fundamentals are called fundamentalists. I don't think that you can find one person in the world is not fundamentalist in this meaning.
Uh-huh.
So, but especially when Muslims are meant, in the West, it carries a bad meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not because of the word itself and because of the real definition of it.
Mm-hmm.
It is because of bias.
Right.
Bias made and forged and fabricated by media in the West.
Right.
Some medias which are working for superpowers, they made this kind of phobia, this kind of bias, this kind of this kind of hatred, and they use it for Muslims especially.
Uh-huh.
But they have also fundamentalists. Israel is one of the best examples for Zionist fundamentalism.
Uh-huh.
And America, as I told you, especially after 9/11, and the West, anti-terrorism war is a kind of a fundamentalism. You know?
Yes.
Liberalism or liberal democracy has also its own fundamentals. And people who are fighting for it, they are fighting for some fundamentals. We can call them fundamentalism. So these are political verbs and words and expressions. They don't carry a real scientific meaning.
Uh-huh.
These are curses and words used for propagation, political
uh-huh.
propagation, especially.
Right. But before then, I thought that actually fundamentalism, I mean, the term itself carries and suggests a kind of extremism and bias. So you actually talked about even the moderates having some types of fundamentals, but they were not yet called fundamentalists.
I told you, the word does not carry it, because moderators also have fundamentals.
Yes.
So,
but whenever they go extreme, they're going to be called actually fundamentalists.
No. This is the kind of usage
uh-huh.
of this word.
Right.
I explained for you.
Yes.
If they want to use the word in verbal and literal meaning, everybody who believes in fundamentals is fundamentalist. In politics, in religion, in science, in, for example, social science, in human science, in everything. Even, for example, in arts, philosophy of arts, everything.
Yes.
In philosophy itself.
Yes, yes.
So the one who believes in some fundamentals should be called fundamentalist.
Either, whether they're extreme or not.
Yeah, either these fundamentals are good or bad, or
yes.
either he is extremist or moderate. But they use it. The word does not carry, but they use it in special. I mean, especially, they don't... if you notice, they don't use it for Zionists at all.
Uh-huh.
Why? If fundamentalism is bad, and it, for example, covers all people who believe in some fundamentals,
right.
why you don't use it for Zionists?
Right, that's a good example.
If extremism is bad, why you don't use it for... It is a kind of selective usage of words and carrying them some... bad and negative meaning.
Yes.
This is art of media.
Uh-huh.
It is not literature. It is not science. It is not religion. It is not cultural natural relations, but it is forged by media.
I see. So the word itself actually, in terms of etymology, was not really bad. I mean, fundamentals, it's like basic, you know, basis.
Ideas, basic ideas are fundamental.
Yes, that's right.
Even if, for example, in Marxism, you can find some fundamentals.
Yes,
you
exactly.
Know, especially Marx is famous for his fundamentals in,
yes.
For example, logic, for example, dialectic, and in philosophy, materialism, dialectic materialism, and four, for example, fundamentals in logic, other fundamentals in philosophy, five, for example, stages in the history. So why we cannot call Marxists, for example, Marxist fundamentalists? Why we cannot call, for example, people who believe in, as I told you, in liberal democracy fundamentalists? Don't they have fundamentals
right.
for their idea, for their belief, for their philosophy?
You're right.
They have for sure.
You're right.
So why they are not fundamentalists and we are fundamentalists
right.
only.
That's yes. great. All right. Thank you very much, Ojadil Sambarati. I guess we don't have much time. So let me just state our website. You can contact us by visiting our website, by going to the www.radiomaarif.ir. You can also contact us by emailing us at radiomaarif@irib.ir. And you can even give us a call at the number 0098-251-291-0551, or the last digit can be dialed as 2. Thank you very much for listening to us. Have a nice time. عبدك الجاني أتاك مقرا بالذنوب وقد دعاك فإن تغفر فأمل أنت ذاك وإن تغضب فمن يرحم سواك إلهي عبدك الجاني أتاك مقرا بالذنوب وقد دعاك فإن تغفر فأهل أنت ذاك وإن تغضب فمن يرحم سواك إلهي عبدك الجاني أتاك مقرا بالذنوب وقد دعاك فإن تغفر فأهل أنت ذاك وإن تغضب فمن يرحم سواك إلهي عبدك الجاني أتاك إلهي عبدك الجاني أتاك